So, if you try to date me, don't cancel on me, because otherwise, next.
Oh, okay.
The amount of work that I have done on myself, I have created an absolutely beautiful life for myself, okay? I don't need a clown-ass dude messing that up. And do you think, where are all the men that are working on themselves to create a better life for themselves? They're not preparing for a woman. They don't care. They don't care. So I'm so sick of the narrative that all of us women have to get our shit together so that Mr. Perfect can get him right walking in. It's been a while. Where are you at? I don't give a f-. I don't care. I'm not here waiting around for that, okay?
Can we talk about dating as a single mom? Because I think these days what people lack the most is respect for somebody's time. I cannot even explain the amount of times over the last few months that I have had first or second date plans with someone and they just let you down.
First time.
Gentlemen, welcome back in this beautiful day to another video of Single Mothers. Now we see Ampu is smiling, guys, but not for long. He understands his own soon demise. But now let's get started with these women and let's see why they are so upset.
This is your reminder that if you're trying to date a single mom and you cancel on them, you're probably gonna get like booted. Like, we don't have that much time as it is. And so, like, if we've made time or made sure that we had a sitter or got ready and, like, we could have done anything else on that time and we chose to spend it with you and then you cancel on us, so now we don't have anything to do, like, I don't know, that shit pisses me off, like, the most. So, if you try to date me, don't cancel on me, because otherwise, next...
Oh no. Alright guys. If you ghost her, she's not gonna care about you and she's gonna find someone else. Well, do you think that men that ghost you don't realize that? I mean, they ghost you regardless of that because they just don't care about you. Right? You've come to this point where men do not take you seriously. And you threat them by, I'm not gonna care about you. They already don't care about anything, alright? And you could have avoided this situation because, you know, let me draw a parallel right here, an analogy, right? Now that you don't have physical time because you have a lot of things to do, now you value your time. But when you were younger and you were in that time period when you had to find a good partner, you had to get to know a good man, you did have physical time, you know, which you spent going to clubs, talking to multiple men, dating multiple men, having multiple free meals. You had physical time to do many things, but you didn't have that much time in the you know, wider picture to be doing all of the things you spent, you wasted your time on. You know, you had your time for meeting a man in order to now not be in this situation. And instead of spending that time, instead of realizing how key and important that time is for your future, you didn't think about that, right? You didn't value your time in the past in the same way that you do now. Why? Because, you know, it's a little bit harder. It's not physical time that you don't have. It's potential time. It's, you know, you have to understand how important it is. But you didn't, right? You didn't spend the time it takes to work on yourself and, you know, become a potentially good wife, mother, you know. And now we're in this situation where now every man has lost respect for us because they see our wrong choices. And now, well, it's all about whining.
If I see another goddamn TikTok about how if you're a single woman, this is how you trick a man to... If I see another goddamn TikTok of, if you're a single woman, you need to work on yourself to find that man that's... Stop. Stop. The amount of work that I have done on myself, I have created an absolutely beautiful life for myself, okay? I don't need a clown ass dude messing that up. And do you think where are all the men that are working on themselves to create a better life for themselves? They're not preparing for a woman. They don't care.
Yeah, exactly. They are men that are working on themselves, but they're not working on themselves, you know, for you. You are not the prize for these men, right? They are men that are working on themselves, but they're working on their hobbies, you know, maybe their finances, maybe they're building a house or whatever. They're not working towards you. A single mother above 30 is not the prize for them. If they're working for a woman at all, they will be working for the 20-something-year-olds, right? That have their whole future ahead of them. You're not the prize, miss. I see so many women, especially single mothers, for some reason, that just don't understand and cannot think in real terms about their value in the dating market, right? Maybe you're not as materialistic. Maybe you want to think about it more spiritually, you know, whatever. You still have to understand that you don't have the same value as a single woman, as a single mother and as a single woman, right? You don't have the same value in your 30s than you had in your 20s. And the same applies to men in different aspects. Men don't have the same value in the dating market if they are 20 than when they are 30, right? When they are 30, they have more value because they have more things going on for them, which are money, you know, status, things that women care about. So I see men understanding this, but women just really fail to see the bigger picture, guys, for some reason. They're so entitled that they think that from 20 to 60, they have the same value, regardless of their position, regardless of if they are single, divorced, single mothers from four different baby daddies. They just really don't understand it.
They don't care. So I'm so sick of the narrative that all of us women have to get our shit together so that Mr. Perfect can get him right walking in. It's been a while. Where are you at? I don't give a f-. I don't care. I'm not here waiting around for that, okay? Let's change this narrative. It's stupid.
Can we talk about dating as a single mom? Because I think these days what people lack the most is respect for somebody's time. I cannot even explain the amount of times over the last few months that I have had a first or second date planned with someone and they just let you down. I'll even speak into somebody and we've had a first date planned and organized, and the day of the date after I'd done my tan and all this sort of stuff, like, you just don't hear from them, so that was a waste of time. I've had a couple of guys where we went on first dates and they organized a second date, and one of the guys texted me a couple hours before the date and said that it was still on, everything was good, so I got myself all sorted, got ready, got the kids minded, and didn't show up. Just, yeah. Then I had another guy text me an hour or two before we were due to meet, saying that he was afraid of going out in public. This is a second date, actually. He was afraid of going out in public in case his ex seen him out. So, yeah, that was, again, another waste of makeup, a waste of time, a waste of energy. If you're going on a first date or a second date with a single mum, she will have to have organised her kids' childcare, which isn't really that simple, to be honest. I don't know if most girls do this, but I like to make an effort for a first date, so I will always have my tan and stuff done and an outfit picked, like, the night before I go on a date, so I know and I'm sorted. If you have a date organised with a girl and you know you're not going to go on that date and she's a single mum, you just tell her. And don't just randomly decide a few hours before you're meant to be on a date that you're just not going to text her again, because...
Karma is a bitch, right, guys? Now, a common theme that you may have picked upon in this video is that women, single mothers, do not want their time wasted. They really care about that time. Now, you take it back like 10 years, you could see them, right, just not valuing guys' time at all, right? All these women that are whining about, guys, we have to value our time, come on. You know, when they were younger, they didn't value men's time. They didn't care to be dating six men at a time. They didn't care to lead on a guy for months at a time just for the attention and validation, knowing well damn well, that it's not going to go anywhere. They just wanted the attention. We don't have a problem there. You know, we only have a problem when we are on the losing end of the stick. Well, you know, as I mentioned, karma has come to get you, right? And I don't necessarily believe in karma, but You know, you reap what you sow. You were doing all those things to other people, and now when they happen to you, oh my, and we make TikToks crying about it. Men have lost their respect for you. They know what you've been doing. They know that you've made mistakes. They know that you haven't been putting the time, you know, into building a future for yourself, and they just don't care. And they use you, right? It's a bad behavior. I'm going to say it outright. But your men are manipulating you. They're using you. They're leading you on. But in the same way that you are doing it to them, you know, it's not a bigger evil. If you want to criticize them, criticize yourself first.
Number one, it's rude. Number two, it's disrespectful. And I think about the amount of makeup I have wasted on men this year alone. Shocking.
Guys, also, please tell me this woman's accent, because I can barely understand her and I don't know where that accent is from. But I wanted to just mention one more thing. Single mothers, while they may earn the respect of most women in our society, you have to understand that most single mothers are not widows, right? I think only 4% of single mothers statistically are widows. The other 96% are a mix of women who just picked the bad boy wrong partner, who went for milk and never came back, or they just decided to kick the husband out of the family unit because they don't respect him, or they decided to divorce in order to get something better. They never got it, right? It's a mix of bad decisions. Single mothers, most often than not, in really most of the cases, in the vast majority of the cases, it's, you know, a harm that they bring upon themselves, right? They are the victims of their own doing. Nobody forced them to be at this point. And this is why my sympathy towards single mothers decreases astronomically, because it is of your doing. You put yourself in this situation, and now you're whining that you don't like it.
I keep saying I'm not going to put myself through it, and then I keep thinking they can't all be bad, they can't all be the same, and every single time I give someone my time or my attention, it just proves to me that they are all just the same. I'm over it.
This might be the most unpopular opinion when it comes to divorce and breakup, but you absolutely do not have to wait until you feel completely healed, totally whole, totally like you love yourself again after your divorce or after breakup to start dating again. And let me tell you why. Sometimes learning how to receive healthy love helps you learn how to better love others and yourself. Okay. In my personal experience, when I met somebody who just loved me for who I was, loved me unconditionally, his love wasn't manipulative, I started realizing that I have way more self-worth than I ever realized throughout all of my healing journey prior to this.
Bro, what is this girl talking about? It's not right at all, guys. And let me tell you why. I'm going to draw a quick comparison with a program that I was watching the other day. It was like a survival program where, you know, a group of different people are left on an island and they have to survive. And one of the women there, it was a girl in her 20s. She said, I cannot trust myself if other people don't trust in me. And she said, when other people trust in me, oh, I really have a really big self-esteem. I know that I can do everything. I trust, believe in myself. But that is only meeting the condition that other people acknowledge me first. If they don't do it, I can't do it. Which is literally the opposite of trusting yourself and believing yourself. Right? If you need for other people to believe in yourself, to then believe in yourself, you don't believe in yourself, right? What kind of stupid philosophy is that? And this woman is the same. If other people love me and believe in me and validate me, then I can love myself. Well, then you don't love yourself, right? You have to love yourself and believe in yourself and trust in yourself and have self-esteem regardless of other people, right? I mean, to a normal level, of course, don't be entitled and a narcissist, but, you know, if you depend on other people to show you love and attention and trust in you, then that just goes to show you don't really trust in yourself, right? I mean, I hope that's clear, guys, because lately I've been seeing all of those people when all those girlies saying outrageous, absurd stuff. But leave me your thoughts down in the comments.
This relationship. I was like, holy shiz, I am worthy of unconditional love. I don't have to fit inside someone's box for them to love me. I don't have to meet XYZ requirements for me to feel like I have to earn their love. That doesn't exist. And I only learned that from being taught by somebody who already knew how to love so beautifully. Unfortunately, sometimes when you go through breakups or divorce, we get this weird, like, unworthiness complex where we feel like just there's something intrinsically wrong with us. We are innately broken and we have to prove our worth. We have to prove that we are worthy of love to somebody. And we just, like, don't have it in us. Like, we are broken. And that's just absolutely not true. And sometimes it takes somebody else teaching us or showing us what love really is and not what we were taught it was by our ex.
And that's a load of coping. So if, you know, sometimes when we get divorced and when we break up, it couldn't be ourselves. Don't you for a moment think that there is a problem in you? No, it's just the wrong person. Man, do I hate this philosophy of the wrong person. Now, of course, don't take it to the extreme. Not every person who breaks up with you means that you are broken and you are inherently wrong and impossible to date. No, but taking it to the other extreme where you fail 40 relationships and your philosophy goes, well, if I've failed 40 times, that must mean I haven't found the person. Maybe he will be number 41. Maybe it will be number 51. What kind of bullcrap philosophy is that? If you fail at something more than 3 times, it's probably you. You know, the reason is probably you. In every aspect of life, if you fail to develop a business 3 times, that's on you. You know, you can blame your, you know, your workers, you can blame the crisis, you can blame a lot of things, but hey, if you fail more than 2 or 3 times, you're doing something wrong, right? What is this coping level 9000 of when we go through breakups, when we go through divorces, when people leave us, it couldn't be us. It, you know, the reason for that couldn't be something that we did wrong. No, it just means we haven't found our person who will love us unconditionally. There is no unconditional love on this planet. You could maybe argue the parental love is unconditional, but that still is based on the condition that parental love is because you are your father and mother's son, right? If you were the neighbor, they wouldn't love you in the same way. So it's really, you know, a philosophical conversation about whether unconditional love exists, you know, in human relationships. But when it comes to love, it absolutely is not unconditional. It becomes unconditional when it has already met certain conditions, right? I mean, if these men are loving you unconditionally, why is it you? Why aren't they loving unconditionally some other chick, which equally deserves it? Are you meaning to tell me that the love they feel towards you is arbitrary and random? I don't know, guys. I think I'm maybe going too deep, and this woman actually doesn't know what she's talking about. But let's see if it makes sense.
To help us realize what we're worth and what we deserve in life. And then you can love yourself.
Yeah, a person who says that she deserves something in life, I just neglect everything that that person says.
With that same beautiful love that they offer you. It doesn't always work like this. Sometimes, yeah, you do need to teach yourself that you're worthy on your own. But it doesn't have to be that way. So if you feel called to start dating again, if you feel called to be with somebody, freaking do it. Your soul knows. Your soul freaking knows. Follow your gut. You don't have to wait. Don't listen to your sister. Don't listen to your friend. If you want a freaking date, say yes. Go on the freaking date.
Right, so we'll end on this beautiful piece of advice. If you want something, then your soul is telling you that you want it and that you need it, right? A substance addict, when he wants a good old line, you know, his soul is making him want that, right? And a person who has a gambling addiction, when he wants to go to the casino and spend his last wage, hey, it's your soul speaking to you. You know, why should we have any sort of moral standing, any sort of rules we abide, you know, we abide by, when we could just do what we want at all times, right? I mean, I think I got the message right. But guys, thank you for watching today's episode. Leave me your comments down below, please. And I'm going to close this video because I'm on the brink of losing it and starting to laugh maniacally and uncontrollably at what I've just heard. So I'll leave you off, guys. Thank you for watching again, and I'll see you next time. Have a good one.